Hollywood blockbusters are still missing in action. It'll be weeks before A Quiet Place Part 2 makes your local cinema a less quiet place, but other countries are happy to fill American screens while we're waiting. And here are two, a refugee dramedy from Scotland called Limbo, and an espionage thriller from celebrated Chinese director Zhang Yimou called Cliffwalkers. Critic Bob Mondello says both films are worthy of the big screen.
Omar and Farhad are refugees in Scotland, actually on a fictional island just off the coast of Scotland, and it's hard to imagine a more persuasive limbo.
Hey, you never thought you'd end up here, pal, eh? We're looking at a 25% population increase with you lot arriving.
There are only 20 refugees, so that'd make the population of the island about 80, which is probably generous. It is windswept with a single public phone in the middle of a field and a well-intentioned cultural awareness program that offers the refugees tips about the country they've applied to for asylum. They will, for instance, need to be able to answer questions about their past.
So we thought the term used to would come in handy. For example, before I came here, I used to have a dog called Snufnemule. But then she got rabies, so I had to kill her.
Okay, then. Omar is a 19-year-old musician who's arrived with just his oud, a guitar-like instrument he hasn't played since leaving Syria, for reasons we'll understand later. Farhad's his buddy, an Afghan who's modeled his mustache on Freddie Mercury's and has been in this refugee camp for almost 3 years without quite grasping the lingo.
That's where they give free eggs.
What's a range egg?
In Limbo, their plight as refugees is depicted as desperate and also wryly comic, as if writer-director Ben Sharrock sees them as stuck in a real life waiting for Godot, stranded in a starkly beautiful no-man's land, hoping against hope that it will prove more hospitable than the ones they left behind. The landscape is even more beautiful in the breathtaking opening of Zhang Yimou's Cliffwalkers, the camera looking down on four white circles drifting across a dense Chinese forest. Then the point of view shifts to below those circles. Four parachutists crashing into tree branches, so laden with snow they're instantly buried, but they bounce up, pistols drawn. It's 1931, and they're Chinese agents trained in Russia to fight the Japanese, who've set up torture camps in Manchuria. Before they quite get their bearings, they're separated, and up to their eyeballs in far more than snow, allies who aren't what they seem, enemies who may be double agents, lies, traitors, double and triple crosses, and that's all before they've even gotten where they're going. Zhang, whose films are always visually exquisite, revels in the period details, fitted trench coats, vintage cars, a drowning in neon movie theater playing Chaplin's The Gold Rush, as his communist spies dismantle 1930s train cabins, pick locks with paper clips, drug their own coffee, and generally play with genre tricks that were time-honored when Hitchcock used them, all while slipping, sliding, and shooting in a glistening snow-white landscape that would make Dr. Zhivago feel right at home. In China, Cliffwalkers is a nostalgic and patriotic tale dedicated to the heroes of the revolution. But in this moment, when audiences are nostalgic for a more recent past, it plays like Zhang's homage to the movies, dedicated to the heroes who may soon return to cinemas. I'm Bob Mondello.